Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the
Working full-time, raising a family, Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. That was a wonderful Bluefield College ad, giving you a wrong date for college start, so forgive me for that. We are still enrolling, amen. Classes start August 21st. If you are interested in completing an online degree, please visit the website at bluefield.edu, www.bluefield.edu. Amen. This is Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to be with you all this evening for another relevant kingdom teaching to help us grow and become all that God would have us be in this season, where we are no longer walking around with excuses, but we're digging in to find kingdom truths, to find out what the intent of God is for our lives, and then to utilize necessary principles in order to get some things done. Amen. Our topic this week is creating kingdom life systems. Creating kingdom life systems. And as we go forward, if you hear something, you have a question, you'd like to make a comment, for all those who have called in, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. Thank you for those who are in the chat room. We greatly appreciate all that have been following and listening to us over the last few weeks. As our numbers are constantly increasing, we give God praise for that. And we ask that if you are being blessed by these teachings, please consider sowing into this ministry. We don't go around begging for anything because we trust God to sustain us. But if you are being blessed, consider visiting our webpage at empowermentoasis@wordpress.com or finding me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and we will gladly aid you into sowing into our ministry. So let's go ahead and get started with our teaching on tonight. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for who you are, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, even in this moment. Lord, we ask now that you would speak to me, that I would be able to reveal to your listening audience that what you desire to speak, the insight that you intend to reveal on tonight. We give you praise for this now, and we thank you for manifestation of these seeds that are being planted into the hearts, minds, and spirits of your people, that you would be glorified in all things. And we thank you and count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Creating kingdom life systems. When we look at this, we've been talking about different aspects of understanding kingdom, and we know that it is God's intent that we live out his intent for our lives, that we live our lives according to his will, his plan, and his purpose. And so often you get people who will say, my purpose in the earth is to just glorify God. Well, that sounds good. And yes, we are to glorify God. But guess what? Everybody is here to glorify God. But there was a specific plan, a specific system that was initiated with you in mind. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. The first scripture we're going to look at is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. And I'm going to be reading that to you from the Message Bible. It reads this way: go after a life of love, as if your life depended on it, because it does. Give yourselves to the gifts God's given you. Most of all, try to proclaim his truth. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does, for you are sharing intimacies just between you and him. But when you proclaim his truth in everyday speech, you're letting others in on the truth so that they can grow and be strong and experience his presence with you. Verse 4, the one who prays using private prayer language certainly gets a lot out of it, but proclaiming God's truth to the church in its common language brings the whole church into growth and strength. I want all of you to develop intimacies with God in prayer, but please don't stop with that. Go on and proclaim his clear truth to others. It's more important that everyone have access to the knowledge and love of God in language everyone understands, that you go off and cultivate God's presence in a mysterious prayer language, unless, of course, there is someone who can interpret that, what you're saying, for the benefit of all. Verse 6, think, friends, if I come to you and all I do is pray privately to God in a way only he can understand, what are you going to get out of that? If I don't address you plainly with some insight or truth or proclamation or teaching, what help am I to you? If musical instruments, flutes, say, or harps aren't played so that each note is distinct and in tune, how will anyone be able to catch the melody and enjoy the music? If the trumpet can't be distinguished, will anyone show up for the battle? So if you speak in a way no one can understand, what's the point of opening your mouth? There are many languages in the world, and they all mean something to someone. But if I don't understand the language, it's not going to do me much good. It's no different with you. Since you're so eager to participate in what God is doing, why don't you concentrate on doing what helps everyone in the church? Now that right there is some good news. That is powerful. But what that's saying is that, look, we've got to operate on a level where everybody understands. And because not everyone is set on the same stage, then everyone is not going to participate equally in receiving the blessings of the Lord. As leaders, for those of you who are leaders on the line, we must move from being motivated for an outward manifestation when we don't really even understand the process and the principles required to activate the kingdom in our lives. And so, you know, we're there, we're in the midst of service, the music, come on, y'all, I don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because I pray in my heavenly language daily. I communicate with the Father because I want him to hear from me, and I want to hear from him. So I give him that intimate time. But if I'm in intercessory prayer with a group of people, if all I'm doing is praying in the Spirit and God is the only one understanding me, then they're not going to understand what it is that the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart to communicate, to pray for, and they desire to be in agreement with that. So we get the high of the intimacy with God, but are we helping anyone? Are we really aiding someone in understanding a system or enriching their lives because of that which we have done? And so it takes us to this point of understanding the Holy Spirit. When we say, many say, that when they pray in the Spirit, they're being led by the Holy Spirit. But when we pray anyway, come on, y'all, we need to be led by the Spirit, whether we're praying in tongues or whether we're praying in our normal language, whatever that language may be. We should be guided by the Holy Spirit. And we understand that the primary role of the Holy Spirit is to create clarity and understanding, first, of the Father's intent and purpose, secondly, of our assignment, and third, how to operate in the kingdom of God. So again, primary role of the Holy Spirit is to create clarity and understanding of the Holy Father's intent and purpose, secondly, of our assignment, and third, how to operate in the kingdom of God. Now, I know for some, operating in the kingdom of God sounds, I'm not going to say strange, but it's not something that you talk about all the time, because people are so accustomed to just doing and fulfilling religious traditions, and they've not been taught that God has intent and they need to be seeking purpose. And when we fail to understand and acknowledge and submit to the role of the Holy Spirit, we will lack the understanding and the clarity that we need. So while we're making, I'm not going to say that. Okay, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. While we are participating in our activities, yes, in service, and there are times that we want to be seen and heard and no one is being, God is not being edified, the people are not being blessed, and no clarity is given to God's intent, his purpose, our assignment, and how to operate in the kingdom, we need to rethink what we're doing, because come on, we need to be creating an atmosphere where people are to engage with the Holy Spirit to get questions answered. The Holy Spirit will guide us into the understanding of all things. Having the understanding indicates that I've learned how to apply something. And once I learn how to apply something, I can produce results. John 16:13 reads this way. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Clarity. The Holy Spirit will give us clarity and will aid us in understanding. How many times have you gone somewhere and someone give you instructions to do something? And they said, did you hear me? And you said, yes, I heard you. But in hearing, you didn't understand exactly what they said to you. And so you went out and you began to do what you heard without understanding. Did you get any manifestation? Most likely you didn't. Sometimes when I tell my grandson, baby, can you go do this for grandma? And he'll say, yes. He heard what I said, but didn't understand what I said. And so if I said, can you go in the kitchen and get me a bottle of water, he'll come back to me with an apple. And I'll say, honey, I said get a bottle of water. Why'd you bring me an apple? He said, oh, I heard you, but, oh, maybe I didn't really hear you. See, sometimes we're listening, but we're not listening to get understanding. We're not listening with clarity. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work that it was sent to us to do. So we're not getting understanding. That means we're not going to be able to apply. Then we're not going to be able to reproduce that which is intended. So we have to get to a place where we understand principles, concepts, and we have to understand the laws of the kingdom. And once we do that, we can leverage these things and begin to create systems to govern our lives. The life systems help us to set the stage for manifestation to take place. And what does that manifestation look like? It's reproducing, it's sustaining, and it's maintaining every area of our lives. So what's the first thing we got to do? Yeah, the first thing we got to do is make sure that we're communicating correctly, so that everyone can understand, so that everyone is getting clarity, so that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work that it was sent to do, which is creating clarity and understanding. How hard is it for us? I'm not going to say for us. I'll talk about me. It's a challenge for me, but I have a desire now to learn a second language. But it's a challenge for me when I go into an establishment and they're talking a language that I don't understand. I have no clarity. I have no understanding. Therefore, I can't initiate anything and I can't produce anything because what you're communicating to me is not creating a system by which I can work. And if we're going to do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do in creating kingdom life systems, we have to understand how the Holy Spirit is work intends to do on our behalf. Okay. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. From the King James Version, it reads this way. For when for the time you ought, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use had their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Ooh, get some wisdom and grow up. Wisdom and understanding involve a level of skill that gives us the ability to create sustainable life systems that support the blessings of the Lord. Now, you just heard in this scripture, if you're still a babe, if somebody got to keep telling you what to do over and over and over again, and you're still operating on milk, then you don't have the understanding. You're not going to have the wisdom that gives you the ability to create the sustainable life system. Ah, yada bullshit. So, yeah. We want to be able to leverage this information. We want to be able to leverage what it is that God is doing in our lives, which means that our diet is going to have to change. We're going to have to stop being dependent upon something other than the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to depend on the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to surrender our will to the will of the Father and the leading of the Holy Spirit in all things. That then will allow us to change our diet from just milk to being able to eat a heavier food and eventually getting to meat, and at that time operating in wisdom so that we can create the kingdom life systems that are going to sustain us. How do we produce? I hear you. How then do we produce? How do we get outcomes that are going to be reproduced? How are we going to do it? I'm just going to read a scripture. Honey, if you could find for me Psalms 1 while I pull this up in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:14. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is, already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. The prosperous outcomes that are produced can be reproduced in our lives by means of sustainable kingdom life systems. In Psalm 1, 1 through 3 reads this way. The man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also doeth not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In order to create that, we have got to be in a place where we are being attentive to the Holy Spirit, where we're not being moved, where we are applying the concepts and laws of the kingdom that have been given to us by the Father, and things are working. We understand that God is a God of process.
He is a God of principles. He is a God of order and a God of detailed instructions. And the Holy Spirit guides us through the process of learning and understanding the principles, kingdom, which will enable us to create the sustainable kingdom life systems that are set in stage for the blessings of the Lord to come into our lives. God considers us blessed once we have something flowing through our lives that impacts someone else. Now you have to ask yourself, am I a conduit? Is there something flowing through me where God is being glorified, but I'm also impacting the life of someone else? Am I participating in a kingdom system that's bringing change to those that I encounter? Am I still on baby food or milk and not allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and I'm not being guided by the Holy Spirit so that I can mature in the things of God to really get to the place of creating sustainability for my life according to that which the kingdom has prepared for me? Primary role of the Holy Spirit. We understand. I shared it with you. Clarity and understanding of the Father's intent and the purpose, our assignment, and how to operate the kingdom of God. That's the role. Do you understand the Father's intent concerning you? Many of us don't. But then when we spend time with the Holy Spirit will reveal this to us, will give us the clarity that we need to understand what the Father's intent is, what his purpose is for our lives. And again, is there something flowing through you? Not a contrary wind, praise God, but by the Spirit of God, is there an anointing flowing through you that's bringing about change and positive impact in the lives of others? And do you understand now what it takes to activate kingdom law in your life? And the first thing to do is to really acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Have an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is that dwells within you, why the Holy Spirit is there. And the insight, the secrets and mysteries that can be revealed to you by leaning on God and hearing what he says through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. When we do these things, then, and it puts us in a place where we're able to begin to activate kingdom law. And we have to know that operate by law. And the laws that operate within the kingdom of God have existed from the beginning of time. In order to live the life that God has for us, we have to live by the laws that that govern kingdom manifestation. Then we can start seeing results. I'm talking results. We were so blessed on our KMA call on last night when we heard the testimony of one of our apostles that's been operating kingdom life systems and kingdom laws in her life, and God is moving tremendously. Because she's activating and she's not wasting time, and she's understanding the urgency of moving according to when the Holy Spirit is speaking, and that the key to our faith being obedience to that which the Holy Spirit is speaking. Y'all, God wants us to get in a place where we're not playing games, but we're about being busy for him. We're about obeying him, not when we get ready, but when he speaks. And it's in that obedience that we're really going to begin to activate kingdom law and to begin to change systems in our lives that will begin to bring manifestation of those things that God desires. Ooh, time is going by so quickly. Praise God. It's time. It's time. If you've not done it before, let us help you. Let us help you. begin to get the understanding that you need to create kingdom life systems in your life, to take some of the struggle and the toil out of some things that you've been doing. You've been asking questions, why this is happening, why is that happening? And we've been told too often that when things are going wrong, that's the enemy. No, when things are going wrong, something's out of alignment, and we're trying to be redirected into that which is the will of God. We've got to know these things. We've got to understand these things. We've got to begin to apply these principles so that we can get what God has for us, and some of this struggle can be alleviated. Praise God. Praise God. Honey, did you have anything you wanted to add before we close? Amen. 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 I don't leave my husband out. He's pilot with me. We co-pilot together. Amen. As God speaks, as the Holy Spirit speaks, we want to release to you all that we're hearing to empower you all as we release these kingdom teachings. Amen, amen, amen. While our time is gone, amen, we're down to a couple minutes. We do have a few callers. If there's a question or a comment, we offer you at this opportunity to press 1 to give your question or your comment. Amen. Thank God for you all who have called in on tonight. Amen. Well, praise God. We thank you. For those who have prayer needs, amen, we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. If you have a prayer request, we ask that you send it to us. You can email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, that's B-U-R-R-E-L-L, or The Empowerment Place on Facebook, and inbox your request to us. We will gladly intercede on your behalf. On next week, we will have a guest bringing the word, praise God. Apostle Veronica Williams will be our guest on next week. She and her husband are part of Kingdom Now Ministries International, and she is one of our co-laborers in the KMA, Kingdom Ministerial Association, under the leadership of Apostle Julian Young. So we are excited to hear what Apostle Veronica will be releasing on next week. So we invite you to come back and be with us and be empowered. Amen. Until then, we want you to do something every day to empower yourself. Go to a new place, try a new food, read a new book. Do something different to empower yourself every day. And once you've been empowered, we desire that you take the responsibility to empower someone else, realizing that each of us is the key to our own empowerment. But after we've been empowered, the Father does desire that we empower someone else. Know that we love you here. We're praying for you. And if you need us, hey, we're just a phone call or a click away. Until next week, we say God bless and good night.